You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
With you on this Wednesday morning. Let's talk some football. Glad that Emery Hunt's able to take time out of his schedule to join us this morning. He's on Twitter at FBall Game Plan. He's the owner of Football Game Plan. Find him CBS Sports HQ, also Sportsline, and we're going to spray to all sorts of fields because he can cover NFL, college, USFL, all kinds of stuff. And Emery, let's start with your city, New York. I'm looking at the win total with the G-men. It's sitting at 7 in a brand new regime. Year 2 of the regime with the Jets is 5.5. Do you have a strong opinion on the Giants at 7, Jets at 5.5, over or under for either team?
8, that's the deciding factor. So I feel like that number 7 is right where it is, because you can't trust Daniel Jones to get you over, you know, 7 wins to 8 to 9 to 10. But defensively and with their run game, they should be in every ball game. They should be able to win 7 games. But I can't go higher than that. So I would probably stay away from that bet altogether, because it's at 7. If it was at 8, I'd go under. But right now, I don't trust Daniel Jones enough to feel strongly on that front. And for the Jets, I feel like just on paper, looking at their 2 deep, they're more talented on paper, I have to preface that, than the New England Patriots. So a lot of it will be deciding on whether or not Zach Wilson takes that next step forward. Remember, this is a football team that beat the Bengals last year. They should have beaten the Bucks as well. And so if Zach Wilson can just protect the football, this team will definitely smash that number. They could even flirt with 9 wins based off talent alone. So I'm definitely going over 5.5.
What are you expecting out of Zach Wilson in his second year? I'm reading that he looks beefy. I don't know why that headline made me laugh. He's changed up his nutrition plan. Are you expecting big things out of him?
I am. And the thing about Zach Wilson, it was weird to watch him go throughout the preseason last year. It's like, all right, as long as he can do this, complete passes, just rack up completions and don't turn the ball over, they should be fine. They had a solid team last year. And he goes into the season and he tries to play hero football, and next thing you know, he's throwing 4 intercepts a game. That can't happen this year. And if he can go back to what he did when he first got out there, I think he has a great chance of being much better than he was as a rookie.
Emery, when we've talked about some possible surprise teams here in the NFL, we end up going over a lot of the NFC squads, and you hear that buzz with the Detroit Lions, at least to go over the win total. We don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or compete at the top at the NFC North. That's tough with Aaron Rodgers in their division. But a lot of people like the Lions. They like the fight that they saw last year. They had a strong draft with 2 picks in the top 12. The Eagles are getting a lot of buzz after you add a guy like A.J. Brown. But I don't hear that conversation at all with anybody in the AFC for obvious reasons, because of the depth you have with the quality of Super Bowl contenders, just the number of teams there. Is there an AFC team that you're thinking, you know what, they could make the playoffs, nobody's talking about them, and if they just get in the dance, they could be dangerous?
I feel like the Dolphins fit that MO. When you think about what everyone has been talking about all offseason, apparently Justin Herbert is the greatest quarterback in quarterback history, and the Chargers are right there knocking on the door for the Super Bowl, but they finished the last 2 seasons in the same spot with the Dolphins in terms of at home watching the playoffs. And when you watch Tua, you can't deny his accuracy. You can't deny his ability to find the open target and deliver the football. He's going to be 2 years removed now from the hip injury. Now he's fully integrated into this offensive system. They have more weapons on offense. I feel like the Dolphins have a team, in my opinion, that can surprise a lot of people. They could be this year's version of the Cincinnati Bengals, where on paper, talent matches the on-field production. So the Dolphins is someone that I would keep an eye out for. And in the NFC, just to quickly say, no one's talking about New Orleans. Jameis Winston is back. That offense looks tremendous. Defensively, they're going to be top five. No one's talking about the Saints, and that's a team out the NFC that people need to pay close attention to.
What are you expecting out of the NFC North? It's kind of interesting. I was reading how Kirk Cousins says he feels like an eighth grader learning this new offense from scratch. And then you've got the Lions, who I think a lot of people, at least from a betting perspective, are high on, hoping they do well. And then, you know, Aaron Rodgers returns. Not sure what we're going to see from the Bears. I'm curious how you see that division playing out.
It's fascinating because as high as you want to be on the Bears, you have to see it first. They probably are a year away from being where they should be under a new head coach and with a young quarterback in Justin Fields. So I kind of see this division falling kind of like chalk, where you're going to have Green Bay, Minnesota is going to find a way to finish at not 500 because we have 17 games now, but right there because that's Kirk Cousins' game. And the Lions and the Bears, maybe, you know, the Lions can win a couple of more games, close out a couple of more opponents. That Baltimore game sticks out in my mind from last year. They had that game won. And you can say that about a lot of games they played. So maybe they finished slightly above the Bears. So I feel like the first two are locks in terms of Packers, Vikings, and then maybe a toss-up between the Bears and the Lions. And you can flip those two and make a case for both of them.
With Emery Hunt, owner of Football Game Plan, find him at CBS Sports HQ. This is BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth here. Emery, let's talk about your former position with some of these rookies coming in. Nobody goes in the first round of the draft at running back. You had three go in the second, a few go in the third. We've seen fourth round picks make an impact immediately in the backfield. Are there any? Do you have any favorites at the running back position that you think, if they get the opportunity, they're in a good spot to take advantage this year, and maybe they could be your offensive rookie of the year?
First of all, we got to take down this anti-running back lobbyist group that they have out there, right? Like, this all I see all the time. But in all seriousness, I love Isaiah Spiller going to the Chargers because if we listen to Austin Eckler for the last couple of seasons, he's been begging for someone to help run sidecar to what he can do well. And that's a foundational back. And they got one in the fourth round in Isaiah Spiller, who can do everything that you need someone to do from that position, which allows Austin Eckler to play that Austin Eckler role. So we should see the best version of Eckler, a healthy version, a more versatile version, which means Isaiah Spiller is doing his job. So he could be one of those dark horse candidates to be Rookie of the Year. But even Breece Hall going to the second round, paired up with a guy I liked last year, Michael Carter, that's a potent 1-2 punch behind a revamped offensive line. Their run game could help set the table for them being better this year, which is why I also like that over on the 5.5 number. But I'm looking at Isaiah Spiller going to a situation where he's probably going to be the quote-unquote starter, which allows Austin Eckler to be the multifaceted piece within that offense.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Taking a look at it this early, coach of the year in the NFL is interesting. Who could you see winning that award and, you know, taking a big step with his team? I have Sean McDermott. He is the favorite. And then it's really kind of a logjam with Brandon Staley, Josh McDaniels, Dan Campbell, Nathaniel Hackett, Mike McDaniel. So they're all pretty much similar at this point.
I'm going to go off the grid and go Mike Tomlin. I mean, have you seen their quarterback room? Like, if they get to the playoffs with those pack of quarterbacks, listen, you got to give him the award because he's never had a losing season. So I don't expect them to be terrible, even though their quarterback room may suggest that. However, this is still a team that can run the ball. They're going to be good on defense. They've beefed up defensively. You hope their offensive line is better. And quiet as kept, Mitch Trubisky is, for all of his faults, has gotten the Bears to the playoffs twice. So if they can get to the playoffs with that quarterback room, you got to give it to Mike Tomlin.
Always has a winning record. Never a losing record for Mike Tomlin. If he does it in that division, people will certainly take notice for that award. Emery, let's transition to a little bit of college football. I saw you were doing some chatter over at CBS Sports HQ on some of these win totals that are now out there focused on the SEC and some possible long shots. So tell us what you're thinking initially with the Southeastern Conference.
I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on both LSU and Florida. Florida has, you know, the great unknown, right? They have the new head coach in Bill Napier, who's coming from the University of Louisiana. He took all of our talent away from Louisiana and brought it to Florida. But he also has a great quarterback prospect in Anthony Richardson, who's going to thrive in that system. And I feel like with Georgia being in a little bit of a transition with all the losses they had on defense, there's an opportunity for Florida to overtake Georgia if they can, you know, get an upset here or there. So I kind of like Florida going over that 7 number it was. And on the other side, in the West Division, LSU. People sleep on the fact that LSU will always have those guys on both sides of the line of scrimmage that are bigger than you, stronger than you. You can't explain their athleticism because they're coming from the South. And now you add a guy in Brian Kelly who can coach those guys up front, along with the wealth of talent they have in the at the perimeter skill positions, offense and defense. This is a team that's going to be in the mix once again. They nearly beat Alabama last year with that team they put out there. And so you add more talent, a veteran quarterback in Jaden Daniels, who's not afraid of pressure, coming from Arizona State, behind a very good offensive line with what they were able to do in the transfer portal to help bolster their defense, getting another Louisiana Raging Cajun to come over there, one of the best cornerbacks in the country, and Mekhi Gardner. This team is being underrated, and I think they go over that 7 number. I thought 7 was very low for that schedule, that team, and how well they're built this year.
What about the Heisman? Who is your favorite to win that, or maybe even a long shot?
I just spent a couple of minutes talking about Anthony Richardson. That to me is a long shot. We know the Heisman has become a quarterback award. So you think about which quarterback can put up monster numbers this year. I know people will focus on Bryce Young probably repeating or CJ Stroud being there and perhaps winning it. But how about Anthony Richardson? You know, someone that's going to put up some monster numbers in this quarterback friendly offense of Billy Napier and doing so in a high quality conference in the SEC. That screams Heisman Trophy finalist, in my opinion. I think he's going to find himself in New York when it's all said and done.
When you talk about Brian Kelly, I can't help but think of the accent or the fake accent. What? So you know a lot of people down there. What did they think of all that? Because nationally, everybody's laughing at the dude. What was the reaction down there that, from what you've heard?
A for effort, E for nice try, right? The thing is, I'm from New Orleans, so people, if the longer you hear me talk, the accent will come out, right? If you don't pick up on it already. So when he tried it, it was like, yeah, no, you don't sound like them, man. Like, too late. It's the cat's already out the bag, but at least you try to, you know, assimilate properly, and they'll love you anyway, because people from the South are genuinely nice. So, but it was just funny to hear the accent change from a guy that's born in Boston, trying to talk like he's from Bayou La Batre, Mississippi somewhere. So it's just crazy.
Born in Boston. Yeah. He spent how much time in South Bend? Yeah. He coached in Ohio. It was hilarious. We've got week 7 USFL. I know you cover some of that, and it's interesting to check in because the totals low 40s here. Are there any of these matchups that we could take a close look at week number 7?
Pittsburgh taking on Birmingham. Birmingham is undefeated. They're 6-0.
That was my team, by the way. We all picked teams before the season started. I want to say my Stallions are crushing it.
They really are. They're good on both sides of the ball. They're even great on special teams, which is huge. Their return of Victor Bolden does a great job in creating field position. And they're playing the worst team in the USFL right now in the Pittsburgh Maulers. The thing is, they are 12-point favorites, right? But here's the catch. Pittsburgh, as bad as they have been, are competitive. 12, even at this juncture of the season, seems like a lot. So I would take the Maulers and the points here in this matchup. Although Birmingham will win the game, Pittsburgh will keep it competitive. They'll keep it close, and they'll find themselves inside that number. But I will say this, all of the over-unders have been very low. This made sense in week 1 and 2 when they only had 3 weeks to prepare for the season. But right now, last week, everybody went over. So the offenses have found their rhythm. All of these over-unders this week, to me, are very low numbers. Go over on all of them. I think that's a win for anyone that's looking to lay some money on the USFL. But definitely take Pittsburgh in the points, because 12 points is a lot. Even though they were the only team that got blown out, they lost 24-0, I want to say, 3 weeks ago. Much better quarterback play now. Much better offense than they were 3 weeks ago, with Vadley now starting at quarterback. I don't see them getting beat by 12 points. They'll get beat, but it won't be by 12 points.
Emery, we've got about a minute left. Tell us about your draft guide.
It's the largest draft guide in draft guide history. Over 1,000 individual scouting reports. You won't find that anywhere. And it's PDF form, full color pages, full scouting reports. And we have virtually everyone that's in there listed and graded. You can find it on our website at footballgameplan.com/2022draft guide. Best 12 bucks you'll spend.
Awesome. So final few seconds here. So I'm looking at the USFL futures odds. My Houston Gamblers, 75-1. We stink. Is this a team that we should consider? Like, I don't know. With this new league, do we think it's going to be wide open here once we get to the playoffs, or just stick with the teams at the top?
I would keep an eye on Philadelphia if they can ever figure out pass protection. They have an offense that can really push the ball vertically down the field. But right now, the favorites are New Jersey and Baltimore and Birmingham. New Orleans is a dark horse, but I worry about their offensive line as well.
Emery Hunt, owner of Football Game Plan, CBS Sports HQ. Follow him on Twitter at FBallGamePlan. Emery, thank you so much for your time this morning. It was great stuff.
Appreciate you guys.
Aaron, good call with the Stallions. You're on. So your Stallions, I see them as the favorite right now at +170. And then my Gamblers are dead last at +7500.
I just was like, Stallions? How can you not pick them? Give me the Stallions. Now look.
Off the board next.
I see the future.